time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Roseanne Barr's racist tweet about Valerie Jarrett on Tuesday cost the comedian more than her hit sitcom, which ABC canceled. She was also fired from her talent agency, ICM. Viacom is reportedly pulling old Roseanne reruns from its channels, and Hulu is removing her shows from its streaming service. Roseanne left Twitter for a few hours before returning to accuse cast members of throwing her under the bus, retweet supporters, and lash out some more. At MSNBC's town hall Tuesday night on Everyday Racism in America, Valerie Jarrett called the episode a teaching moment.
Well, first of all, I think we have to turn it into a teaching moment. I'm fine. I'm worried about all the people out there who don't have a circle of friends and followers who come right to their defense. The person who's walking down a street minding their own business and they see somebody cling to their purse or want to cross the street. Or every black parent I know who has a boy who has to sit down and have a conversation, the talk, as we call it. And those, as you say, those ordinary examples of racism that happen every single day.
The New York Times reporting that Donald Trump reportedly asked Attorney General Jeff Sessions to walk back his recusal from the special counsel's Russia investigation. New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman explains.
Almost immediately after the recusal, as you recall, the president was extremely upset that it had taken place. He was caught off guard by it. It was his fury over it that, as you might remember, led to the wiretap tweets that the president issued. There was a dinner at Mar-a-Lago where the president directly asked the attorney general to unrecuse in the Russia investigation. Sessions said no. The president continued to discuss this with people, the idea that he wanted Sessions to unrecuse. He was told by some of his allies that the recusal was overly broad, and that was part of what fueled it. He was still talking about it into the fall, and now Special Counsel Robert Mueller is looking into this as part of a broader question of obstruction of justice.
Missouri Governor Eric Greitens finally resigned on Tuesday amid a sexual abuse scandal and allegations of campaign finance misconduct. But he did so while placing the blame on everyone but himself.
Today, I am announcing that I will resign as governor of Missouri effective Friday, June 1st at 5 p.m. I cannot allow those forces to continue to cause pain and difficulty to the people that I love. I know, and people of good faith know, that I am not perfect, but I have not broken any laws nor committed any offense worthy of this treatment. I will let the fairness of this process be judged by history.
A new Harvard study revealed that Hurricane Maria's death toll in Puerto Rico was more than 4,600, 70 times higher than the official estimate of 64. CNN has more.
When I asked the government today if they had any reason to question the validity of this study, they told me no. I actually talked to one of the researchers that's working with Harvard here on the island, and here's what he said they did. They visited more than 100 barrios. They spoke to more than 10,000 people, and based on the trends that they found from those interviews and their own research, they believe that the death toll here related to Hurricane Maria should stand closer to 4,600. Let me put that in perspective for you. That is 70 times what the current government official death toll stands. Right now, the government says that the death toll for Hurricane Maria is at 64. Now, the government of Puerto Rico has commissioned its own report. They have asked George Washington University to help them in understanding this. There have been delays with that study, so it is not available. Their findings are not available yet. But today, the governor did say he welcomes this study. He wants to use it. And the analysis...
Russian journalist and vocal Putin critic Arkady Babchenko was shot dead in Ukraine, where he had fled into exile following threats to his life. On Wednesday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov rejected Ukraine's allegation that Moscow was behind the murder. At a campaign rally in Nashville on Tuesday night, Trump once again asserted that Mexico will pay for his as-yet-unbuilt border wall.
Mexico! I don't want to cause a problem. But in the end, Mexico's going to pay for the wall. I'm just telling you. All right? I don't want to cause any problem. But in the end, Mexico's paying for the wall. They make all of this money, and they do absolutely nothing to stop people from going through Mexico, from Honduras and all these other countries, the caravan, all of this stuff. They do nothing to help us. Nothing. They're going to pay for the wall, and they're going to enjoy it, okay? They're going to enjoy it. They do nothing for us.
Mexico's president, Enrique Peña Nieto, responded on Twitter, quote, "President at Real Donald Trump, no. Mexico will never pay for a wall. Not now, not ever. Sincerely, Mexico, all of us." I got the And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.